This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. After being mentioned as a likely successor to John Kelly as President Trump's chief of staff, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, over the weekend saying he will not take the position as he also plans to resign at the end of the year. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says he's very concerned about John Kelly's departure.
I imagine that he was one of the people that was attempting to convince the president not to fire Mueller, to not issue pardons as a means of trying to influence the investigation. And so I think that with his departure, certainly depending on who replaces him, are concerns that Mueller may be on the chopping block.
Reuters is reporting Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina are now the two possible lead contenders to replace John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Millions of southeastern United States residents are facing the aftermath of a major winter storm. More than 1,000 air flights have been canceled because of it, and about 300,000 people are without power in the Carolinas, Tennessee, as well as southern Virginia. At least 4 people were killed because of the storm. Some interesting picks for Time's Person of the Year. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
7-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers poll for Time's Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. With millions of votes cast, BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama. Time's choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show.
2 U.S. senators proposing to create a human rights commission named after the late Senator John McCain. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is supporting $750 billion in defense spending, and that would be higher than the $733 billion request that the Pentagon's expected to make for the 2020 fiscal year. Earlier this fall, President Trump told all cabinet officials to cut their budgets by 5%, but he suggested that the military would not face that sort of cut. Reuters reporting Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke with President Trump in the past few days about what the Pentagon chief views as the risks of a flat defense budget. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says there are no signs now of an imminent U.S. recession. On CBS's Face the Nation, Christine Lagarde says she sees no signs of a recession in the near term based on the information that the IMF has at this moment. But she does say if there are more tensions, like what's happening between the United States and China, investors will start to worry and wonder where they should put their money. She adds there is no threat in the short term, as its forecast is still for economic growth of about 3.7%, which Lagarde says isn't bad. And Ralph Breaks the Internet's the number one film in North America for the third straight week, the Disney feature earning about $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lots to talk about over the weekend. The TV news shows, Dems unhinging, Comey, he can't remember anything like they thought that somehow he was going to remember, like he's going to be upfront about this. Look at he's working out the clock. That's all it is. With the House Dems, getting ready to take over. He's got cover there, and he figures if he can straight arm the process till then, who knows? Maybe he'll write another book. I'm not sure who's going to pay him for another book that won't sell anything, that'll only be a doorstop, but yet that's yet to be seen, because as someone once said, a sucker is born every minute. Megan Barth with us, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She is here with us right now. Miss Megan, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Doing well. Thank you.
A pretty crazy weekend, man. I'll tell you, the Democrats just cannot help themselves. You know, Adam Schiff is saying, the president is going to face some real, he's got a real prospect of jail time here. I'm tired of screaming at the TV, Megan, because the things that come out of the mouths of the Democrats, and especially now that the people have decided to put them in charge of the House, this is insane. You know, the kind of rhetoric, and meanwhile they're complaining that we're not unified, but what are they doing in terms of, the mix here to bring us together? All they keep doing is, bashing Trump instead of even, taking an opportunity to talk about some breakthrough ideas to make America, if not great again, maybe better, whatever slogan they want to come up with.
Yeah, and you kind of have to ask what they're afraid of. Because to me, it looks like they're very fearful for the truth to come out because they simply just want to kind of chase the idea that he colluded with the Russians, even though there's no there, and all of the indictments that Mueller has made has absolutely nothing to do with Russian collusion, but actually, potential crimes or alleged crimes that happened years before President Trump ever took office or even ran for office.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to meet and listen to Roger Stone I think it was Thursday or Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And during his speech, he mentioned Adam Schiff. And he says, Adam Schiff talks a big game and says that he has all this stuff. And he says, well, you better put up or shut the F up.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what we're all thinking here, put up or shut up.
Well, he's been saying it for the past year. He's exactly right. He keeps on with all this bravado. It's like, give me a break. But, with each TV camera up, you know, his rhetoric gets more and more. Now he's talking about, you know, it's been amping up. That's my point. And it's been going on, you know, particularly in the last year because of the election before then. Of course, since day one, he's been there. But if you look and you trace the rhetoric, it's amped up. Now he's saying, you know, Trump will face the real prospect of jail time.
But right, yeah, and you know what they're doing is they're looking for a crime, and when you are relying on the Southern District of New York, they are the most corrupt legal district that I have witnessed in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Greg Jarrett actually called them snot-nosed kids that think they know something about the law. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to say is that Trump violated campaign finance laws.
Right.
You know, that's kind of an easy one for them to go after. And if you'll recall, that is why they jailed Dinesh D'Souza over a $10,000 contribution to one of his friend's campaigns.
Right.
And then beyond jail. After
and, of course, before that jail, how often did anybody get jailed for doing something similar? It was a slap on the hand, a minor fine, especially if it was a Democrat. But no, they had to make an example out of Dinesh, because Dinesh, it was clear that he had raised the ire of one Barack Obama.
Right. And, you know, when you get over to the target, and when you hover over the target, you start to get flack.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dinesh D'Souza was getting very close to the target, and so they went after Dinesh D'Souza. And then beyond jail time, a judge, guess where, out of New York, a mm-hmm. Liberal activist hack judge, decided that Dinesh D'Souza didn't suffer enough while in jail, losing years of his life. He had to put him under psychological monitoring related to supposed campaign finance violations. This is the old Soviet trick, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Claiming that you are mentally unstable and need institutionalization or further psychological counseling or monitoring.
See, this is scary stuff. This is scary stuff, Megan.
Speak out. Yes, yeah. It is, because Dinesh D'Souza dared to speak out against the state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very scary stuff, but it is the time that we live in, especially when you have Marxists and socialists that are running the Democrat Party. You know, some people believe that Nancy Pelosi, you know, she's a liberal, but they don't believe that she's a hard leftist. Yes, mm-hmm. She is. She is a hard leftist. It just wasn't in vogue to run as a socialist back in the 1920s or whenever she was running. As it was with Alexandria Cortez running as a socialist, or Bernie Sanders.
Well, she's going to jump on the wave. The wave is starting to pick up. I mean, she's a political surfer, so she sees that, and she's got her surfboard out. She's ready to jump out, and, you know, that's the way she does. And, you know, she will be there, and, you know, she doesn't know how to create a parade, but she knows how to get in front of it. That's been her expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. So now what we will witness is another 2 years of unending investigations that are looking for crimes instead of an evidence of a crime and then a subsequent investigation. And this is not done on behalf of the American people. This is done on behalf of the Democrats trying to regain more power,
right,
and control over not only the government, but the American people themselves, because they have the mainstream media in their back pocket, so they can rely on the mainstream media to publish whatever leaks that they choose to generate. And, you know, watching Comey, or at least the outcome of the Comey hearings, where he basically said, "I don't know, I don't call, I don't remember," 245 times.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wrote a book, and supposedly he kept very good notes.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that he would have some notes related to the dossier, related to Christopher Steele, related to GPS, related to, you know, Fusion GPS.
Well, you know, Megan, this is all an exercise. We knew where this was going to go and how this was going to be handled. And James Comey, consistent to the point. I mean, the number three, former number three FBI executive, you know, wrote an op-ed today that was quite revealing. He just pretty much laid it out and said that he was embarrassed, you know, because what Comey is doing, he's trying to take the, you know, the reputation of the FBI and shrouding himself within that. And he says it's disgusting because there's 35,000 FBI agents that are just wrenching over, you know, Comey's, you know, play and what he's trying to do here. And, of course, he knows the clock is running, and all he's got to do is straight arm these guys. He doesn't remember 245 times. You know, come on, it's ridiculous, like you said, for somebody who takes notes, who is a former prosecutor and that sort of thing. I mean, he's dodging because, as the Chris Schwecker says, he says you can't get prosecuted for perjury when you don't remember, right? That's a safe way to go. We've got more from Megan Barth after the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer.
way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, before we get into one of our favorite topics in terms of voter fraud, baby, it's cold outside. I might get in trouble for even naming the title of the song because that now has been put in the crosshairs. It's, you know, the hashtag folks have gotten after that, called that into a foul. Radio stations have taken it off the air and decided, well, maybe we're doing it too much. They put it back on. I guess maybe they get tired of, people, you know, battling the saying of Merry Christmas. Now we're going after the songs. I mean, how many Christmas songs involve, a little bit of flirtation and passion? I guess all those are going to be excommunicated from the vernacular.
Yes, but they're still going to be playing rap music, which calls women hoes and bees and degrades, women sexually. They don't seem to have a problem with that. You know, this reminds me kind of them digging up some old tweets from the new Heisman Trophy winner. When he was 14 or 15, he tweeted something out that the left considers homophobic, and they do so at a time right before he is about to accomplish one of the greatest things in his life. And so they're digging something up from 45 years ago and then putting it into this contextualized Me Too movement, which is just a bunch of garbage. But this is the left. They are going to find something that doesn't exist in order to fit their latest grievance campaign.
Well, all this stuff, Megan, we don't even know how to talk anymore. I mean, now it's even moving to where if you use the wrong pronoun, you could get fined in some states, knocked off the air. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, I'm having a hard enough time mastering the English language, much less some sort of aberration in order to be super sensitive. All of a sudden everything's woke and, you know, they make fun of Mrs. Trump because of the language she uses in her campaign. And now we got all this other awkward stuff and they're the same ones, you know, pointing a finger at Melania Trump. It's so hypocritical, but, you know, that seems to be the environment. If you ever were lacking for hypocrisy, you know, welcome to 21st century America.
Well, welcome to cultural Marxism.
Right.
This is what I've been talking about for years, where the left thinks that they own the language and politics is downstream from culture, as Andrew Breitbart always wisely said.
Right, exactly.
So we must not let the left own the language, because this is what they'll do. They'll pervert the language in order to bastardize and also, as you say, penalize anybody that disagrees with them and or says the wrong word.
Right.
And so we must not let the left be as Orwellian as they need and want to be or as Marxist as they need and want to be, or else we will continue to be censored.
Yeah, who's going to be left to talk, Megan? I mean, you know, Oscars are scrambling to try to find somebody now. Exactly. I mean, it's like,
who are they, the arbiters of truth?
Well,
self-proclaimed. Who are they to set the standards, right?
Yeah, but like you said, hey, they'll do it. You know, if we're still mainstream America, they'll do it for us because maybe you guys are ridiculous. We're not even going to give you a place and move on. Of course, CNN and these others are going, you know, holier than thou, giving them place and credence. And there's no credibility with it. The rest of us are just moving on. But they're, you know, to your point, they're not about to go to Black America, to the rappers of the world, and get in their face about it. They boot them out. Hey, look, they still got 8 million views on all their horrendous videos. Such as freedom of the speech is exercised still in Black America, but not in Main Street America. You know, what are we going to do here?
Right. And even Black Americans, like I said, are feeling the heat when it comes to the Heisman Trophy winner, when it comes to Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin Hart, they unearthed some homophobic tweets from,
6 years ago? Something like that? It's crazy. We lost her? Okay. Well, she says still there, but we're not hearing her. I lost her. Okay. When we got disconnected here, it's probably, you know, somebody on the left unplugged us or something.
We'll test them.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah, we lost you there for just a moment, Megan. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
So no. It's just you know, the technology. I guess you know, the conspirators on the left. You must have touched on something, and they disconnected us for just a moment.
All right.
Anyway, let's get on this. What's happening in North Carolina? You know, this whole ruse, you know, the ballot harvesting that has been taking place. And, of course, you know, the left love this because they say, well, you know, of all the things, you know, here it is. The left is being accused of, you know, voter fraud and everything. That's all we hear from the left. Well, now we've got a Republican to hold up to you. You know, here's the first one of all the voter frauds. It's a Republican operative. Yeah, partially true. Formerly worked many years for the Democratic Party and took the narrative and took the tactics of the Democrats, brought them into the Republican field and really messed up, you know, this whole process. And now it looks like, you know, quite likely they may have to vote all over again here.
Well, the Democrats are okay with what they now refer to as election fraud, because they keep telling us that voter fraud is nothing but a myth. But this election fraud that happened in North Carolina is really something that they're concerned about. So they're splitting hairs. You know, the election fraud is okay as long as it works for the Democrats. They never say a word about it. Ballot harvesting is okay as long as it works for the Democrats. Voter fraud is ignored because it works for the Democrats. Now, as soon as a operative, as you say, a former Democrat or whatever he is, chooses to use ballot harvesting in North Carolina, no, it's not legal in North Carolina, but it was certainly legal in California, and that's how they flipped Orange County blue after Orange County was red for, you know, the beginning of time.
Exactly.
And so we see this time and time again. If it works for the Democrats, they have no problem with it. If it works against the Democrats, all of a sudden there's this manufactured outrage. And I have been talking about voter fraud and election rigging for years because I was witness to it here in Nevada. In Nevada, we just produced another investigative brief from the 2018 election whereby we have the oldest living human beings in the world ever recorded on the face of the planet voting at the polls in Nevada. 118 years old. We have three or four of them. Yes. The Fountain of Youth is not in Florida, Bill. You might want to move to Nevada. And so we've got 41 people over the age of 100 that have voted in Nevada. We have hundreds of people that voted twice in a small district in Nevada. And the Democrats, of course, are looking the other way, and some of the Republicans in the state are looking the other way. We are going to continue to have election fraud. We will continue to have voter fraud because the process, our election process, is so incredibly out of control.
Yeah, and supposedly Hillary Clinton and the likes are all concerned that our election process, you know, could be subject to lost credibility. Well, of course, you guys have screwed this thing up by, you know, early voting, all this other deal. We need to go back to what worked before. And you know, the heck with this argument about a voter ID card. Get everybody a voter ID card, and you know, let's just do it the old-fashioned way. Do it over, you know, a day or two. But this early, you know, mail-in voting, all this other stuff that opens up, you know. And you've been studying this, Megan, so you know all these things that have opened up the gates to all this voter fraud.
Right. Democrats are very interested in the process and not the policy. And when they can change the process 16 ways to Sunday, that invites mistakes, it invites fraud, and it's an unvalidated process. You have same-day voting, you have same-day registration, you have early voting, early registration, et cetera, and exactly why we got Obamacare was because 1,200 felons in Minnesota voted for Al Franken.
Yes.
He was the deciding vote on Obamacare. So because of voter fraud, we got Obamacare.
Well, this is what's happening in your America, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to you to stand up for those things that, you know, protect our liberties. Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 4 out of 5 entrepreneurs are confident their year-end revenue will exceed that of 2017. And looking ahead to 2019, 67% plan to expand their business. To support that growth, 27% of business owners plan to hire in the next 12 months, an 11% increase from this time last year. One new challenge amid the positive outlook is the competition for talent during a period of record low unemployment, which has made finding qualified workers a more difficult prospect. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
Small business owners are increasingly confident in the economy and are planning to expand their businesses over the next 12 months. At the same time, a historically tight job market has entrepreneurs adopting new talent acquisition strategies, as 58% reported difficulty finding qualified candidates.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After being mentioned as a likely successor to John Kelly as President Trump's chief of staff, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, over the weekend saying he will not take the position as he also plans to resign at the end of the year. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says he's very concerned about John Kelly's departure.
I imagine that he was one of the people that was attempting to convince the president not to fire Mueller, to not issue pardons as a means of trying to influence the investigation. And so I think that with his departure, certainly depending on who replaces him, are concerns that Mueller may be on the chopping block.
Reuters is reporting Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina are now the two possible lead contenders to replace John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are.
Hey, just like that, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, joins us now. It's one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Mr. Lou, how are we doing?
I am doing fine, thank you. But unfortunately, some of our elections are not doing as well as they should because I think we've got widespread voter fraud.
We got worked. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't know how else to discern. I mean, anybody that has taken a basic class in statistics will tell you what came out of this election is virtually impossible unless the system is being worked. I mean, there in California, for example, the only state of the union that made it legal to harvest ballots, and it served them very well, so much so that they were able to take out every Republican running in the House this last cycle. How do you do that? 100% elimination of all Republicans, especially in areas, you know, like you and I know, in Orange County, California, Fullerton, that area, you know, Royce and Dana Rohrabacher's deal, not to mention down in San Diego. You got to be kidding me. I mean, how do those areas go from dark, you know, dark red to absolutely blue? There's no transition in between. It is just that stark. How does that happen without somebody playing some sort of game?
Well, you're absolutely right. And what we had is six Republican districts, which on election night were called for Republicans or were heavily leaning for Republicans, mm-hmm. who 2 weeks later turned the blue for the Democrats. And you're absolutely right. Ballot harvesting and other changes, same-day registration as Election Day, all kinds of distortions that never before were accommodated participated in the election process have crept in California and have made it a nightmare. We've got to make changes to get this back to honest balloting.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, for somebody who was yelling and screaming about Russian interference, you know, let's get a special counsel. And, you know, we've been chasing these Don Quixote windmills for the last 2 years and spent millions upon millions. I think we're $20 million in counting with the Mueller investigation. And here it is outright what California has done. If the GOP and other fair-minded voters do not raise their arms and start yelling and screaming about the voter fraud that existed in their state, because this thing got compromised big time, and this is just the beginning. I mean, I say this is just the beginning. This is actually, the truth be known, Lou, this has been going on for a long time. This is just probably the most obvious beginning of what they've been doing for a long time, and now it's on full exposure. So what's going to happen with the rest of the country? I mean, is Ann Coulter going to be more right than wrong when she says that you better get used to it, that Donald Trump's going to be the last Republican president you ever see?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And in addition to the outright fraud that has been focused on and has been confirmed in numerous states, we have this time around, during this tremendously corrupt political process of the left now, we have a situation in which billionaires have been pumping hundreds of millions of dollars, liberal George Soros, mm-hmm. Tom Steyer types, into races in places like Texas, the race against Cruz there and others.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they did with Dana Rohrabacher. I mean, how do you expect a local community like that to withstand the, you know, the millions? I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars that are poured in by outside interests. How does that represent the local community?
Well, that is a different issue that we have to confront, and we have to go out to the very wealthy people on the conservative side, mm-hmm. and say it's time to, equal what is being done on the left, or we're going to change the nature of this constitutional republic into a left-wing socialist state like we see in Europe. Mm-hmm. So get out your checkbooks and help us restore America.
Well, that's really what it's going to come down to. I mean, the worst thing that could happen here, Lou, is the government get involved, because every time they do, they have a way of messing this up and having it become more. I mean, they're part and parcel for the reason that we're in the situation that we're in right now. This is all being social engineered by socialists, by aggressive Democrats who cannot win on the policy debate. So what do? They use legislation. They use backdoor meetings and governor assignments and executive orders to go ahead and do this sort of thing, like this harvesting, same day registration, this stuff that's going on, which heretofore has been illegal, and suddenly now it's legal. So if California gets away with it, then, you know, why not Nevada? Why not Arizona? I mean, Arizona, another deal that was very suspicious there with what happened in that fight for the Senate seat. And of course, Florida, where I'm based out of these days, it's become infamous, you know, for the shenanigans that they've been doing. And of course, you know, I was talking with former South Florida RNC chair Ed Pizzulli, and he said that, he came out of Chicago. He says in Chicago the word was, you never counted a dead until you got the cemetery votes. You had to wait for the cemetery votes to come in. We laugh about it, Lou, but this is what's happening, and this stuff is negating, you know, citizens' votes. I mean, this is not right.
You're absolutely right. And then on top of that, of course, Schumer, Pelosi were totally lying about the major piece of legislative accomplishment of the Republicans and Trump. Mm-hmm. That is the tax reform, tax cuts, you know, saying it's just crumbs for the small guy and this is all for big corporations and Wall Street. Well, we know clearly that the evidence is overwhelming that these various top have come out, and Kotlikoff says tax reform passes the fairness test.
Right.
And we have this kind of confirmation from top moderate, even economists. So we're getting it from all sides now, the voter side, the voter fraud side, the misrepresentation side. We better get with the program and be ready for an onslaught the next time around.
Oh, 2020 is going to be an absolute mess. This is why the voters need to hold them accountable and hold their media accountable for keeping them in the dark and not presenting the truth. But when 90% of what they report is negative against Donald Trump, they see it as them against Donald Trump, not about what's in the best interest of the American voter and the American citizen. And they need to figure out what team they're on and get on the right side here so that they're supporting the cause for freedom.
Absolutely. And one of the things we're trying to do here in California to start with and sweep the nation with it is to get the small business employees to recognize that their future hangs in the balance. They've got to get involved. They've got to vote. They've got to make sure that the business practices of their state and of the nation favor the continuation of the businesses by which they're employed.
Exactly.
So they have a job in the future. So
yeah,
we're working from that point.
Otherwise, they can join the French out in the streets lighting things up, right?
That's right.
I mean, this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is your country. You got to defend it. And let me tell you, the war is clear. You know, we're getting beat up, and nice people, conservatives, who think, oh, well, it's all going to work out and they're going to figure it. No, they don't. You got to understand the socialists are here. They're moving at full force and they're happy to take ground that we will give to them without a fight. And what they have done is just a mere example, as Lou Euler just said, of what's coming in 2020. Lou, as always, we appreciate the insight. Where can they go for more information?
We can go to limittaxes.org and just listen to you, and because you're so solidly on target with your analysis. So thank God we have people like you on the air across America.
Well,
thank you for what you do.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid and Walgreens.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found that 53% of Americans plan to shop after Thanksgiving weekend. Last holiday season, consumers spent an average of $1,143 on retail purchases, showing there's a lot more shopping and spending ahead for Americans. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
As you begin purchasing holiday decorations and gifts, it pays to have a credit card that rewards you for every purchase. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card, you earn an unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar you spend. Earn even more when you book holiday travel with 2 points for every dollar spent on all travel and dining purchases. Plus, our preferred rewards clients can receive a rewards bonus of up to 75%.
For more tips and information on how to apply for the Premium Rewards Card, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards. That's bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right now, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. It's about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dale Bellis is back with us, founder, chairman of Liberty Health Share. Merry Christmas, Dale. How are you?
Oh, doing wonderfully well, Bill, and Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, I got to tell you, I am so grateful for Liberty Health Share. You know, you have been a faithful sponsor these past months, and here as we go into the Christmas season, you know, Liberty Health Share is the epitome of giving. You know, the idea that you came up with to, you know, share medical expenses has been unique, and how you've been able to develop this along with the team has just been stellar and a blessing to so many Americans.
Well, I think it really does build upon the tradition, Bill, that we have as Americans to help one another, to be there to assist in times of crisis or need. And for sure, it builds upon the tradition among Christian churches that have really laid the groundwork for the way medical bills were paid long before the advent of modern insurance. If you and I, 100 years ago, had a medical expense, it was the neighbors, the local church, the community that would gather around, pay the bill, support the family, enable them to ride through that particular crisis. We've simply taken that principle and turned it into a solution for healthcare.
Yeah, and it's been incredibly successful, they say, over the years. I mean, I often remind people, I go, you know, what did you think we did before welfare? You know, it was local communities coming together and doing this. Unfortunately, government came in with its, with our coffers, our money, our taxes, and decided that they had a better way. And so the proof's in the pudding. I mean, who's got a better way? The government that keeps on mounting debt? Or, you know, organizations like Liberty HealthShare that find a way for us to come together in local communities and to be the answer, the solution to our individual problems. I mean, you know, we love the idea that we can help our neighbors. This is what it's all about, because we can see our, you know, our dollars, our efforts in action, not only as it goes and pays forward, but also in that time, Dale, when we have a moment of need, we can go to the group and say, hey, look, at, hey, I need some help here. And in a very dignified sort of way, we find solutions to these medical problems.
Well, after decades, as we've just said, of being told there may be, that there's only one way to pay for health care, and that's through health insurance, we're here to just simply say there is an alternative. It's cost efficient and cost effective. but it's health care sharing, and it's where we as a nationwide community unite together to pay each other's medical bills without the help of an insurance company or the government. And then when I have a bill, that same group is there to pay my costs. That way it's reciprocal and cooperative and really takes the place of the third party pays.
Well, I can appreciate that some people may be hearing medical cost sharing for the first time, and they're trying to get their brain around this, Dale. This may seem like a new concept, but it's not. Maybe it's a new concept they're just hearing about. So explain a little bit more about medical cost sharing.
Sure. We ask our members every month to set aside a predetermined, what we call a share amount. For a single, it's $2.99. For a couple, it's $3.99. For a family of three or more, we don't count more than three, it's $5.29. That amount of money goes into a secure online account. We call it our share box. And then through our online proprietary technology, that money is matched to another person who has medical bills. So you transparently, openly, every month know exactly where your money's going. And when your dollars transfer from your account to theirs, you can message them with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
And then we cut the checks out of that receiving member's account to pay the doctors and the hospitals. And we're using that methodology, Bill, and paying each other's costs to the extent of $32 million every month.
$32 million every month, Dale? Wow, that's incredible. I didn't know the number was that high. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is just the capacity of our entire membership, 240,000 individuals in all 50 states, uniting together to meet each other's costs.
Now, these are, we're talking about catastrophic issues here, right, Dale? I mean, not your everyday, let's go see a doctor kind of cost.
Well, it includes that, but it includes catastrophic expenses, up to $1 million for every incident. And by an incident, we mean any diagnosed condition and all the doctor visits, hospital stays, emergency surgeries, medications, up to $1 million. So if I had a heart attack, everything associated with that heart attack, up to $1 million. If I had kidney stones, everything associated with the emergency room or pain medication or surgery, up to $1 million. Same way for a broken arm. So we do no limit on the number of incidents in a person's membership, but we do it based upon those diagnosed conditions that occur.
Now, is the $1 million a cumulative $1 million, or it is, you know, per event $1 million?
It's per event.
Event.
That's... So if I have a heart attack for that event, $1 million. Kidney stones, another $1 million. Yes.
Wow. What about pre-existing?
You know, that is on everyone's mind, and it's a truly fair question. Our mechanism for dealing with pre-existings is basically two-pronged. Because folks can join us any month in the course of the year, we're not subject to the open enrollment period, even though we're in that open enrollment period right now, Bill.
Right.
Folks can join us any month in the course of the year. The first way we deal with pre-existings is that we do not share in costs associated with pre-existing conditions in the first year. Second year and afterward, we pick up and soon phase it in, no longer pre-existing.
Okay.
The most impactful, beneficial way, frankly, is the vast majority of pre-existing conditions in America today are based upon chronic conditions that are lifestyle-based.
Right.
High blood pressure, heart disease, certainly type 2 diabetes, obesity, smoking, cholesterol, all of those are conditions that if I change the way I eat and live and exercise, et cetera, it'll affect those conditions. We accept and welcome folks with those, assign them a health coach. They set predetermined treatment plans and goals It costs an additional $80, but once they reach those goals and objectives for health and wellness, that drops off. We celebrate their achievements,
wow,
and they continue on. And we're seeing people's lives transform, frankly, mm-hmm, as a result of that.
I was going to ask you specifically the success of that. I mean, what a great plan. I mean, that's something that we don't get with previous health insurance plans, to have somebody as a coach come in and say, okay, we're going to be proactive for your health.
Well, it really arises out of our shared values, our shared beliefs, mm-hmm, that our bodies are temples, and
right,
we have a moral and spiritual obligation, mm-hmm, to care for our health.
Exactly.
And so let me tell you a quick statistic. In 2017, we had 1,605 individuals enroll with us with an indication of the need to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
We have very relaxed height and weight standards, but even under those, there was an indication they needed to lose weight. We assigned them a health coach. They paid the additional $80, set their plans and goals, their diet plans and support from the coach and the positive accountability. They reached those goals, graduated, and as a group, Bill, they lost over 32,000 pounds.
Whoa,
that's,
wow.
That's 16 tons.
Wow, what do you get? Huh? Another day older, deeper in debt. I'm sorry, I just flash back to the song.
Yes. Just a huge accomplishment.
Well, that's incredible. What about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare?
Gratefully, we're exempt from the terms of the ACA, both its fines, and remember here in 2018, we're mm-hmm. still subject to those taxes for not having insurance, so we're exempt from that requirement to have insurance and therefore exempt from the fines, but we're also exempt from the mandates of the Affordable Care Act, so that means we set our own terms, our own rules, we call them guidelines for the kinds mm-hmm. of bills we'll share in, and for that reason, Bill, I might add that we are very responsive to conscience protection.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great debate in healthcare as to those things that we do or don't want our money to go towards, and we've decided our dollars don't go for abortion or abortifacients or
right.
sex change operations or assisted physician-assisted suicide, those kinds of issues that would violate people's conscience.
Exactly. As you mentioned here, and you touched on this a little bit, Dale, and that is the vocabulary that comes from, Liberty HealthShare and this whole process, that people need to be aware that, words have meaning and they are specific when it comes to Liberty HealthShare and sharing medical costs, right?
Yeah, we're not insurance and we don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
We've chosen to be uninsured individuals responsible for our own care and our own costs. But we choose to share those expenses in community with one another. And for that reason, we don't use insurance terms or terminology, just to be sure and communicate to the public that we're not insurance. And this is an alternative means for paying for healthcare costs.
Well, Dale, if people want more information, where should they go?
The best place is to write to our website, libertyhealthshare.org. LibertyHealthShare.org. There's a place right there on the home page, Bill, to ask for an information packet. It's free. Gets delivered electronically to your email. It's called a decision guide. Just give your name and email address. It gets delivered there immediately. Just chock full of explanation and information about Liberty HealthShare and healthcare sharing. Or call the toll-free number. It's listed there as well. Easy to remember. It's 855-58, and then just spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
Well, Dale Bellis, founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare, has been our guest. Dale, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much.
And to you, my friend. Thank you. God bless.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at
your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Bacon lover.